Kum Lenin, Ablat Gemara. We're up to the Peyom at Aleph, Erev Sukkos, Tov Shina, and Ches. We're up to the Gemara here. We had different understandings in the Mishnah. If a murderer got caught up with others, who are these Achedim are? Are we talking about Achedim, other murders that were tried and sentenced, and this one here wasn't yet completed? Or are we talking about a cow that murdered somebody that wasn't completed the sentence but mixed up with other cows that were? Or comes along Rav and gives a whole new shot, because we said that if Abba Chalafta would have been there amongst the murderers, still we would not automatically assume it was the other people. So Rav said, we're talking about a case here with nobody was tried mixed others. There were two people standing there. Suddenly a bullet went out or an arrow went out. We don't know who did it. Even though one of the people there was Abba Chalafta, so obviously he was so firm it couldn't have been him. But the other guy, that is not conclusive evidence. And then he says, the few words in the Mishnah are missing. If a shor, that payim aleph, if a shor that went ahead and killed somebody, the din is that he's a shor haniskel, and he's asab hanah, got mixed up with other shavarim that were not asab hanah. The din is that since we don't know which one is the one that's asab hanah, they're all asab hanah. And because they're all asab hanah, Chacham say, kill them all. And Abba Yehuda says, no, why bother killing them all? Just put them in a pen and let them die. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned this in the Braisa as well. We're up to Tanya, we learned in the Braisa to support this opinion. Pora Shehemisa, if a cow went ahead and killed V'achakach Gord, V'achakach Yolda, and then it gave birth. So this is nothing to do with our Mishnah, but this is the preamble of the Braisa. And then it gave birth. The question is, what's the status
of
this Vlad? Before the sentence was handed down, gave birth, then Vlad Mutter, then this Vlad, then the calf is Mutter. But after the sentence was given, and the animal was pregnant, and you said that was a Sharon Iskal, and then it gave birth, Vlad Asa, the Vlad is forbidden. Then so that part of Raisa we'll come back to in a minute. But what about this Arev Ba'achedim? What about that this cow got mixed up with others? And Ba'achedim, and these others, no, this one cow that was being sentenced, got mixed up with other normal cows that weren't, and others. Koyntzinois of the kippah, this is Rabbi Yehuda, you put them in a pen. And Rabbi Lozab Rav Shimon is the Chachamim, and they say, Mavinois of the bezin of a second lesson, since he cannot use any of the shvarim because they're all also Bano, so he might as well kill them all. Okay, says Rashi Vatanya, about three lines below, with what is Rashi Vatanya, bin Chusa, it's a statement. But if, let's say, they were sentenced and the animal was still pregnant, Vlada Asa, why is the Vlad Asa? What did the Vlad do? Because Uber Yerech Imahu. Uber, the Vlad is part of the mother. So when the mother was sentenced to be stoned, the Uber was part of the mother, the same thing. Says Imara, let's analyze this, what you just said in the Braisa. Before the sentence was handed down, Yolda gave birth, the Vlad is Mutter. I don't understand. But when it came to do the killing, the animal was pregnant. So this Vlad was involved in the killing. So what are the sentences that wasn't there anymore? It was part of the, since Uber Yedachim, it was part of the killing, so therefore it's a Sharon Iskal as well. You're telling me that it sounds like from here that even though when they gored and they killed that person, this animal was pregnant, and you're telling me still that the Vlad is all right? Didn't the Rava say that the Vlad of a Nagachas is Osir? Why? Because he, the Vlad, Anakhu. Because we say that the pregnant mother, including the calf, committed the crime. Then likewise, Vlad Han Nirbas, if an animal there was in the Nirbas, was in a relation with a man, Osir. Not only what's Osir, not only he, but the Vlad also Osir. Why? Because he, Vlad, and Nirbu, they're both involved. So what's going on here? Rashi, Vahomar, Rav Vlad, and Gachdos, Bahakrovi, you're not allowed to use them for a carbon, Kigoin, Shinokha, Al Piedechad. Why can't you use a carbon? There was an Eidecha that saw it doing the damage or Al Piyah Bailam, the owner itself saw it. So therefore, we can't kill the animal, but still, we can't kill it because there's no to aid him. However, because Kimis is Bailam, Kachmit is Shard. On the other hand, you cannot use it. The Mechsa, the Mitzvah, the Gvoy, it's also to use on the base of Migdash, Loyla Hedyah, but it's not also for Hedyah. Hilcha, Chal, Korcha, Shamim, and the Rav, Vodla, from Rava. The Hechadi is Eidim, but if there would have been Eidim, also Rafal Hedyah, it's also Bahana. The Tzadik Libodish name.
Is there a difference if it was we're saying shenogcha, if it was nogecha a human being,
and talking about like a human being.
Or if it's damaged property by doing
it. Now, you know, it's not sharnisko. If it damages property, there's no sharnisko. Sharnisko is only if you kill the person.
Yeah.
And we're talking about us about another, you have to stone the animal.
The Indian of Eidus Echod, because in Dinim Mominus, once you've taken it out of the ghetto, Dinim of Foshis.
No, Dinim Mominus is a shrua. But it's not Dinim Mominus. We're killing the animal there. This is the, this, and we learn from Gambalabai, we learn Kimis is buying Gambalabai's shirt. Yeah, you cannot say time of the Tanikama. You cannot say the reason for Tanikama the Tani Vlana Wut Mushun Dolay Nigma Dina Ima because it wasn't sentenced. Could the Ibishalai Bala Bezn if the vortex could then come to Bezn, my idi of Lada Fili Manamim La Onigma Din La Mitzah, if there's no Gmadin is not awesome. Vichy Itzer Tanil Mista Mutter Hochi Ashmin and the Ain Zokul the Bezn. The Chiddush is not because the animal didn't show up. The Chiddush is the animal doesn't have to show up. Why? Because because it's all right. But you said of him. The Braisa seems to say as long as the animal, the baby, the Vlad wasn't at in the court, the Vlad is all right. According to Rav, the Vlad has to come to court because it's involved in the goring. Says the Gemara, right, you're right. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Pshat is a little different. Ema, this is how you read the Braisa. That when the animal was not pregnant at the time when it killed the human being. It became pregnant after it killed the human being. And it gave birth before it went to court. It's one of these courts that take a while till they listen to a case. So the Aiden didn't show up for a long time.
How long did it go pregnant for? How long?
An animal was 9 months.
9 months?
9 months. Well, the Glen Gemara
B'chayr.
Till the Aiden came. Eima, let us say, im ad shalay nigma dina ibra v'yolda, before the Gemara din, ibra v'yolda. It became pregnant and it gave birth. And the Vlad the Mutter. That's when we say the Vlad the Mutter. It wasn't involved either in the goring, nor was it involved in the court case. But the Iim Mishan Nigmar Dina Ibra V'Yolda. But what happens after the Gemar Din? In other words, after it became a Shar Nisko, which means you don't have any idea. No. It fell pregnant and then it gave birth. The Vlad Asa. The Vlad is Asa. Rashi. Ema Iim Achalay Nigmar Dina Ibra V'Yolda. The Hainu Benigich Ligmar Din in between that period of the goring and the sentence of Lahavala Vlad. So the Vlad didn't exist. Le Bashas Nagicha Vle Bashas Mardin. So I wasn't involved anywhere with the Issa. Zakati, the mother is also no. The mother is come also till the sentence. Zakati ima have a shari v'lo the mutter. The mother is still mutter. Im mishenig mardina ibra v'lo the yolda. But even once it was a mardina, fell pregnant and gave birth. The noilid mini. Oh, so now even though the calf was not around during the whole thing, but now that the mother became asa, she's asa b'hanah and she gave birth to a child. The child is like the mother. The noilad mina isa asa. Avagad lahavi b'shas negicha v'loy b'shas gemar din. It wasn't existent. Doesn't matter since the mother's asa habomina asa is asa. Says gemar, it's not so simple because there's a father involved as well. So there are two parties here involved in the birth of the child: the mother and the father, right? So therefore, the gemar is going to ask a question: if you hold zevizegurim asa, okay, the vlad is asa. If you hold zevizegurim, which means that there are two things involved, isa and a heter, it's mutter. So why is the vlad asa? Excuse me.
You want to move on?
This makes sense according to one hold zeh vizeh goyim asr. You have two causes, one which is mutter and one which is asr, and they create a new composite that is asr. Fine. So that's why the vlad is asr, even though it was only conceived after the mother already was sentenced. This mutter. So there's a chayla, father, and there's a mother. Ma'yikol me'ma. What are you going to say then? Ella, what Ravina says, Ema. This is ha'ilim shot. This is ha'ilim shot. Im ad shaloi nigmar dina before the sentence. Ibra v'yolda v'lad mutas. That part stays the same. That if in between the interim period between the goring, that's when she conceived. So the fetus was not around at the time. The embryo was not around, and then it gave birth before the sentence. So the embryo was all right. Nothing happened here. Oh, but what's the second case? Where's the isid? The im ad shalay nigma din ibra, it's conceived before the gemar din. So the sentence was handed down, it was already a pregnant cow. Umesh nigma din yolden gave birth only after the gemar din. Vlad asr, the vlad is asr. Why the vlad asr? What about zev zegreim? Because uber yelich imuhu, the sentence was handed down to the pregnant mother, and the uber is part of the mother, so it's included in that sentence. Rashi. Ikle meimah d'hak shenayt zelach gemar din.
After having been yishuwayt.
No, 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 no way. This is a Matthias. The Adam didn't show up until whatever, so there's nothing happened.
But let's say we wouldn't say that is part of it. You would wait till the end of the pregnancy, hypothetically.
No, you kill it. You stone it. You stone. Why wait at all?
No, if you want to keep the baby, the fetus.
We're saying that if we understand,
but hypothetically, what would happen when you wait till the end?
We're trying to understand the case of Asr. What's the case of Asr?
You're trying to understand the case of Mutter. Yeah.
The case of Mutter is only if the baby was born before the Gemara. We don't wait a minute. We don't wait at all.
Never waiting for the baby to be born.
Same thing with a pregnant mother who's chai misa. We don't wait till the baby's born. You do it as soon as they go to court that night, that day. Says the Gemara. So this is the kata of Uba Yerachimah. Rashi ve'im ad shaloi nigma dina hukar Uba, the hainu bein the gicha le Gemara din, between. Umisha nigma dina yolda v'lada asar. I have a gav the lo havi b'shas the gicha l'chei, the baby wasn't there by the time of the goring. Kiva the havi b'shas Gemara din, since it was inside the mother's womb during the Gemara din. Nesa be Gemara din imim by the Uba Yerachimah. Simple. It says there that if a bunch of chayov misas got mixed up together, and you don't know which ones are the ones of chayiv skill and safe and all that, you always give them the lighter punishment. Now, l'chayde, what do you mean give them the lighter punishment? How does that help? If somebody's chayiv skill and you give him safer, how does that work? Must be that safer, if your chayiv skill ends up safe, it's also good. And you must, even though the hasra, when you were given hasra, you were told you better be careful because you're being mechal Shabbos and you get skiller for it. And still, what are we giving him sefer? It's all right. It's included. Kol chayov mishmamina. You have to conclude musr ledava chomer having musr ledava kal. When we warn you for shchil Shabbos and you get skila, automatically included lighter punishments like sefer. Because otherwise, you have no asra. How can we kill you? Says Gemara, no raya. Because be'emes there's a machlekes if musr ledava chomer included ledava kal. No, I can say hachamai skin in gashihisa by stam. Not everyone says that when you give hasra, everyone says you give hasra, you have to tell them you daveda and nominate a punishment. But you don't have to. Do you have to specify exactly what kind of misa you're going to get? It's a machlekes tanoim. So maybe
you be chayv misa if you do.
That's one opinion. Yeah. So maybe our mishnah hold like those opinions that say you don't have to specify which misa. So therefore, not because it's included in the stricter one, it's included. Right? I said me chayv misa, and that's good enough. So you are a musr. I'm going to be hachamai skin and going shehisur by stam. You gave him a stam a warning. The high Tanu and follows the following opinion. The Tanya we actually learn in the beginning of the Masechta, Vishar Chayovim Misa Shebet Teda. All other people are Chayovim Misa Teda. Ain't my Misa Nais. You don't kill them. Ela Be'eda. The Eidim. Only Be'eda with a Bezdin and Eidim and Hasra. The Ad until she Yodiyu. First of all, Shehu Chayim Misa Bezdin. Generally, you just tell them you Chayim Misa. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Ad she Yodiyu Be'eza Misa Hunerig. Which Misa you get killed? That's the Machlekes. So our Mishnah holds no raya that holds Musa Dava Chomer includes Dava Kal. But what it does is mean our Mishnah holds you don't have to give to specify. What's the machlekes? Tane kama yalev mekoshes. The mekoshes, they did not know what kind of death they could give him. So how did they warn him? How did they give him asura? Is that raya? You don't have to give asura the exact means. Otherwise, how did they kill him later? And Rabbi Yehuda imen mekoshes hayra shaya. Rabbi Yehuda said that mekoshes, you can't learn any mekoshes because he was a... It was a Hayra Ashar, the whole story, which means you can't learn any dinim from there, cannot extrapolate from there. Says the Gemara, Rashi, Shmamina, Meliktani, Yodainu, Beskila, Musul, Misa, Chamur, that what? We'll give him a skila, Musul, Misa, Chamur, how the Musul, Misa, Kala, automatically, it includes a Misa, Kala, Mishum, the Kala, Bechal, Chamur, every lenient form of death is included automatically in the strict one. If I gave you, if warned you for the strict one, surely includes the more lenient punishments. You're not going to say that. Let's say a guy's chayv skila. Or how can you give him sreifa? You didn't warn them about sreifa.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't say this that the kal is nichlu b'chomer.
No, you can't kill him at all.
Specific.
Yeah, exactly. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would disagree with the whole Mishnah, and you would hold that if you hold the musa dava chomer does not include dava kal, he holds it if a skila guy makes a sreifa, you can't do anything to anybody. Okay. El Misa Stam. They told Misa Stam.
The Mekosh Jaitzim. Okay, it was a Hayra Shah, but Achutz Mezev got Lushitosoi, you couldn't have killed him.
No, but Hayra Shah, look at that statue. Hayra Shah, I said. Val Pi Hadibur Mechai.
It's only because
Eibishter said. Even Eibishter. Don't learn anything from Daitis, from the story
it's
of Makashish.
Not a precedent.
That's right. V'hoyil v'nafkala, and since we learn out, we learn out Hasra, the Yumas HaMes. We learn out from the word Yumas HaMes, that the person, the dead person should be killed. Why does it repeat itself? Sheyatir atzmo lemisa oisem misa masha, the very misa that he mentions. Okay. Back to the Gemara. We're up to the two dots. Thank you, Han is called the Minasrafim, then it's called got mixed up in the Nisrafim. Maskin laid out, that's very interesting, Gemara. Maskin laid out, Avicheskel, Rami Bre. Avicheskel had two sons. One son, which is Rami, Rami Avicheskel, which we have often in Shas. Then we have Rabbi Yehuda Avicheskel, who was the most famous Amora. He was the same famous Rabbi Yehuda who learned from Rav and from Shmuel. Every time it says Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav or Amar Yehuda Meshmul, that's Rabbi Yehuda Meicheskel.
Rav Yehuda, yeah.
Rav Yehuda,
yeah, not Rabbi Yehuda.
No, Rabbi is as well.
That's what I'm thinking.
Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Cheskel obviously was a great man, and he had two great sons. So one day he was learning with his son Rami, and he said to him the following. He said to Rami, his son, learning this mission in this Gemara, he learned together Chavrus of father and a son, like they should do. Hanis Rafim ben Iskolin says in the Mishnah that this is the gist that he had in the Mishnah, that Nisrafim got mixed up with Niskala, which is exactly opposite of our Mishnah says Haniskala ben Nisrafin. The difference is the second word is the majority and the first word is the minority. If you say Haniskala ben Nisrafin, mean that most people in that group over there were Nisrafin, and one Niskal got mixed up. If you say Hanisrafin ben Niskala, the other way around, the majority of people are Niskala. And that's that was Rabbi Cheskel's version of the Mishnah. Hanisrafin ben Niskala, the majority of the people were Niskala, and you had a Nisraf. Rav Shimon says, Yodoinu b'skila. Rav Shimon says, you should give him skila. This is Rav Shimon says, you give him skila.
Include him in the klal.
Why? But the reason he gives is Shasteifa Chamur. He doesn't say because you follow the majority, the big majority on the skull. He said because Seifa is more strict and therefore you'll give him the more lenient punishment. Okay. And the Chacham argue, they say, no, you give him the skull. You give him Seifa.
Because they hold that Seifa
is Seifa is more lenient punishment. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Abba, Rabbi Yehuda said, Tata, you can't learn this way. What do you mean? You should change the gist of the gist that we have in our Mishnah, which is, Haniskolim ben Nisrafim. That Niskolim are mixed up in Nisrafim, and Rabbi Shimon says that he gives skill even though majority were Nisrafim. You give skill because that is the more lenient punishment. Because if Niskolim was in Nisrafim, Rabbi Shimon should have said, if it's Nisrafim ben Niskolim, Rabbi Shimon should have said, you know why we're giving skill? Not because skill is the more lenient punishment, but because skill is a rive, and you go after the majority. Simple as that. It's a raya that it's not because of rive. Even though it's a miyat, we're going to give you the miyat because it's a more lenient punishment. Don't learn this way. Says the Gemara, my idiom. Why Tati shouldn't learn this way? Because if you learn your way, why do you have to mention because skill is a lighter punishment? Say because skill is a rive. My idiot, the Seifa Chamura. The Reuben is calling you, Pasha, take us a rive. Therefore, learn my way. My way is that the majority were Nisrafin. And yet, what am I giving this killer? Why am I giving this killer? Because that's a lighter punishment. So Rabbi Cheskel asked the son, Elehechis, and I said, how do you want me to learn the Mishnah? Hanis called him Nisrafin, right? The majority of people were Nisrafin. And Rabbi Shimon says, why are you giving this killer? Because it's a lenient punishment. Fine. What about the Chacham? The Chachamim say, you give him Seifa, because that's a lenient punishment. Why the Chacham say, because that's a rive? Same question you asked me on Rabbi Shimon, I'm asking you on Rabbi Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon, I'm eating miskila, shaseifa chamura. Yachiv, so aim a seifa. Look at the next case. The chacham, you're doing the seifa, shaskila chamura. Why did I have to say because skila chamura give me seifa because it's more lenient? Table, the rubin is suffering. So we say, so Buddha says his father, Ta. Hosam, Rabbanan, who the ka'am relayla Rabbi Shimon. You're right, the Rabbanan could have said that because the roiv were in the skull, in the seraphim would give me a seifa. But the chacham said to Rabbi Shimon, you ignore the roiv. And you say we're going to go after skill because that's a lenient punishment. We argue on your premise because skill is not a lenient punishment. The comment of Shimon is according to you, the Amrit Sefer Chamura, La is skill of Chamura. We're talking the Fishitascha
in the shit of Rabbi Shimon.
That's right. But they're responding. But you can't. Rabbi Shimon can't say that because he's the first person who said it. Back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Okay, let's do Rashi. The last Rashi. Hossam. Four lines at the bottom. Only in this case because they're responding to Rab Shimon. So they're concluding Shaskila Chamura. Not because they're giving a reason for themselves. For themselves, they're pashut. The Reva on a Sraf, and you get Sreifa. Allah Hakam, Yodoinu Bisreifa Kedinayu, Basaru, we got the Reva. You say, let's go after the meat. Shum the sefer chamura, sefer stricter. The ain onu rashayin limshu the kalim. We're not allowed to give the kalim the stricter punishment. Lal chamuri yala kali. So are we wrong? Because it's not skila is not the kala. Skila is actually chamur. Sefer is not the chamur. Sefer is actually the kala. Okay. Now the gemara like rests. Teacher will keep it away. Omele Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel, who's Rabbi Yehuda's teacher, heard about this conversation, and he said to him, Shinna, you clever one. We have this many times. Like he called him Shinna. It's hard to know whether it's a compliment or is it being a reprimand. It's hard to say. It's pasnished. You're a chochem pasnished. What's pasnished? Because he said to him, she could be sharp one. That's not how you talk to your father. Even if your father did not learn correctly in the Mishnah, you don't tell him, what do you tell? He tells the father, don't learn this way. You don't talk that way to your father. The Tanya, we learned, a famous Mishnah, we learned in Kiddushin, if your father went against the Torah, here he made a mistake in the Mishnah, went against the Torah, don't say, Tata, you just didn't evade in the Torah. That's not the Derecheretz. So what should you say? You should say to your father, Abba, kach siv b'teira. Don't say to your father, you were over, you know, make it very personal. Just say objectively. You know, the Torah says you're not allowed to steal. You see your father stealing, don't say, ta, you're a ganef. Say, ta, it says in the Ten Commandments, lo signif. Fading your mother, save heinach. What's a chilek if you point your finger at your father and say, ta, you're a ganef? Or say that your father, while he's stealing, say, ta, in the Torah it says you're not allowed to steal. Isn't that the same thing when you're playing games? Ella oimala, this is what you do. You tell your father, Abba, mikra kosav b'teira kach. I once learned the pasuk the following. I don't know why I'm telling this to you, but I once learned the pasuk the following.
You keep it impersonal. Yeah.
Rashi, let's see how Rashi learned, because there's different ways to learn pshat. Rashi, letem le abuchachi le diyei behedye, tell him openly, Shemutai makes a mistake. Shemutai makes a mistake. You're embarrassing him when he's tired, and he's in pain. Ella oimala, Abba kach kosav b'teira. It's a question mark. Ta, does it say in the Torah you're allowed to steal? A question. You're still embarrassed him. You're telling him, what are you really saying? It's tantamount to saying, what you're doing is right. You tell him as a statement. Quote of a pasuk. Out of the blue. Oh, let's sing Neivu. Yeah. I remember once reading this pasuk. The father should figure out on his own. Why you mention this to him? So too here, don't tell your father, don't learn this way. Just say, ta, I once learned a mission as follows, and you give your girsa.
Didn't we learn saying, somebody once that you're supposed to ask a question, like, haloi kosuv kach v'kach?
This is the Gemara. We're learning the way Rashi learned. Others learn a little different. We're learning Rashi.
Is Rashi saying in mitzvahs that the Rebbechesku was mitzvah, or that stammer father?
Shmuel said that any son should not talk to his father this way, and your father made a mistake.
But when Rashi says,
that's the reason behind this. This braise.
Specifically, that this.
Anytime. So it's stammer the braise to say that you shouldn't talk this way to your father because you're embarrassing him and you're mitzvahing him. Two things. What exactly is the tsar different than the embarrassing? That is embarrassing. What's the two things? Machsif umitztai. What's the tsar?
One comes from the other.
But it's the same thing. What do you think shame is?
He has pain.
The tsar that he made a mistake.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Anyway, everyone have a good Yom Tov.